This morning, if the Lord wills, we'll be discussing the subject of Christ versus Calvinism. The Bible says in Romans 2:11 that there is no respecter of persons with God. If this one verse is true, Calvinism is false. The difference between truth and false doctrine or false teaching really does matter. Christ warned us, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves, Matthew 7 and verse 15. Paul warned us, he said, prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good, 1 Thessalonians 5:21. In other words, Paul is urging us to examine the biblical evidence. We want to search the scriptures daily whether those things are so, Acts 17:11. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, Ephesians 4:14. John warned us, he said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world, 1 John 4:1. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error, 1 John 4:6. Calvinism is rooted in human theories and traditions. History tells us that a man by the name of Aurelius Augustine, who lived between AD 354 and 430, gave theories on God's sovereignty, original or inherited sin, and predestination. Much later, John Calvin, who lived between AD 1509 through 1564, organized these theories of Augustine as theological system in his four volumes entitled Institutes of the Christian Religion, dated 1536. These false theories had a great impact on many religious institutions, such as the Reformed and Evangelical churches, Presbyterian churches, Puritans in the Anglican Church, Congregationalist churches, and Baptist churches. Believe it or not, these false theories still have a wide influence today, often in diluted form. For example, some reject personal predestination and limited atonement, but still teach about the eternal security of the soul. We should all be concerned about these false theories, these false teachings, and false practices, because Calvinism is contrary to the original teachings of Christ. The Bible informs us that all truth was revealed in the first century. Jesus said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come, John 16:12-13. Calvinism departs from and contradicts Christ. Paul said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, and doctrines or teachings of devils, 1 Timothy 4:1. We must choose between Christ and Calvinism, so let us study the contrast. We'll begin this study by considering Calvinism's false foundation, which has a false theory of God's sovereignty. Sovereignty is the state of being sovereign, which is to be above or superior to all others, chief, greatest, supreme. It is true that God is sovereign, as the Bible says, the Lord has established his throne in the heavens. And his sovereignty rules over all, Psalms 103 and verse 19. God, who is blessed and only sovereign, or potentate as King James says, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone possesses immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to whom be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. 1 Timothy 6:15-16. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments, and His ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been His counselor, or who hath first given to Him, and it shall be recompense unto him again? For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. That's Romans 11, 33-36. One brother in Christ by the name of Gene Frost, he noted that Calvinism puts a spin on the word sovereign that assumes that God had to pre-program and predetermine everything, every thought, every action, every event to the minutest detail. Of course, this theological assumption is not inherent in the word at all. And the teaching of Calvinism cannot reconcile sovereignty with human responsibility. The idea that God's sovereign includes Calvinism is false. The Bible says how that by revelation He made known unto me the mystery as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, Ephesians 3, verses 3 and 4. Now that God has shared His knowledge, which can be understood when it is read, we all have a responsibility to do what God says. Anyone who goes too far and does not remain in the teachings of Christ does not have God. The one who remains in the teaching has both the Father and the Son, 2 John in verse 9. Calvinism's false foundation includes a false theory of original sin. It is true that Adam and Eve committed the first sin, but it is false that Adam's body was corrupted by sin, and therefore all men inherit his sin and corrupted flesh. It is also false that Adam's sin was imputed to all men. Calvinism's false foundation includes a false theory of predestination. It is true that God prepared a plan to save men through Christ, as the Bible said, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, reads Ephesians 1:5. But it is false that God predestined each person to be saved or lost without a choice. We need to consider the safety rope of Christ. The sovereign God is no respecter of persons. God allows any man to choose to serve Him. Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth Him and worketh righteousness is accepted with Him," reads Acts 10:34-35. "And He commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is He which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To Him give all the prophets witness that through His name whosoever believeth in Him shall receive remission of sins," reads Acts 10:42-43. God judges impartially, not by a hidden agenda of prejudgment, which would show favoritism. God will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil. of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also unto the Gentile. For there is no respecter of persons with God, reads Romans chapter 2, verses 6 through 11. This key truth utterly contradicts Calvinism's doctrinal system. If God is no respecter of persons, Calvinism cannot be true. If Calvinism is true, God would then be a respecter of person, making God's word false. Consider with me, if you would, the false doctrine of Calvinism through the acronym TULIP, T-U-L-I-P, which is representative of Calvinism's five false doctrines. T stands for total hereditary depravity, in which it is falsely taught that infants are born totally corrupt, depraved, and unable ever to love or obey God. U stands for unconditional election, in which it is falsely taught that God chose each person to be saved or lost from eternity. L stands for limited atonement, in which it is falsely taught that Christ died only for the elect. I stands for irresistible grace, in which it is falsely taught that the elect cannot resist saving grace. P stands for perseverance of the saints, in which it is falsely taught that the elect cannot fall from grace. As we said, total hereditary depravity is the false idea that infants are born totally corrupt, depraved, unable ever to love or obey God. In contrast, the Bible teaches that it is impossible to inherit sin. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The Son shall not bear the iniquity or sin of the Father, neither shall the Father bear the iniquity of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him, reads Ezekiel 18 and verse 20. Men are gone out of the way. They have become unprofitable, not born in sin. What then? Are we better than they? No, and no wise. For we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. As is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Romans 3, 9 through 12. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, reads Romans 3 and verse 23. The false theory of total hereditary depravity makes God a respecter of persons, which contradicts Bible teaching in Romans 2 and verse 11. Earlier we mentioned unconditional election, which is the false idea that God chose each person to be saved or lost from eternity. Such an idea contradicts biblical teaching that Christ offers rest to all of mankind. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11, 28 through 30. God invites all men to repent, not just a select few. The Bible says the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness or slowness, but is long-suffering or patient to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3, 9. Whosoever will may come. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come," and let him that heareth say, "Come," and let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Revelations 22, 17. The false theory of unconditional election makes God a respecter of persons, which contradicts Bible teaching in Romans 2:11. Representative of the five false doctrines of Calvinism, we have the acronym TULIP. The letter L stands for limited atonement, which is the false idea that Christ died only for the elect. In contrast, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world, not just a select few, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life," John 3:16. In the Bible, the word believe always carries with it those who are doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves, James 1:22. "Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble," James 2:19. Regarding the false idea of limited atonement, the Bible says that Christ, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time, reads 1 Timothy 2, 4-6. You know, the Bible teaches that Christ died for the whole world, not just for a limited few. 1 John 2, 1 and 2 reads, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." 1 John 2, 1 and 2. The false theory of limited atonement makes God a respecter of persons, which contradicts biblical teaching in Romans 2:11. In the acronym TULIP, the letter I stands for irresistible grace, which is the false idea that the elect cannot resist saving grace. This false teaching claims that the elect cannot resist God's saving grace because he decreed them to be saved. The irresistible grace theory destroys man's free will and moral choice. God has always allowed mankind the ability to choose between submit and resist. Joshua said long ago, "If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord," Joshua 24:15. The sovereign God offers grace, but man can accept or reject. Peter just preached to the Jews who killed the Son of God, and the biblical record says, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, not just a select few, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, not just a select few. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call." And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." Reads Acts 2, 37-40. Men can resist free will and judge themselves unworthy. The Bible says Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing you put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. Acts 13 and verse 46. Men can resist God's grace, Paul urged that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Read 2 Corinthians 6, verses 1 and 2. The false theory of irresistible grace makes God a respecter of persons. It will not allow the elect to choose to resist grace, and it will not allow a reprobate to choose to accept grace. In the acronym TULIP, the final letter P stands for Perseverance of the Saints, which is the false idea that the elect cannot fall from grace. It is the false claim that the elect cannot fall from grace and be eternally lost. It teaches once saved, always saved. Believers have eternal life by promise and hope. 1 John 2:25, Titus 1:2. But not if we go away. We must continue to follow His word to receive the promise. Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. John 6:47. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, reads John 6, verses 66 through 69. One must follow the Word of God in order to be recipients of eternal life. The biblical record says that there were some who fell from grace. Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, that is the law of Moses, ye are fallen from grace. Galatians 5:4. Believers can become unbelievers and be lost. It is this very reason that the Hebrew writer said, Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Reads Hebrews 3:12 and 13. The Bible says that the latter end of returning to sin is worse. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world, that is sin, through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which is the gospel, they are again entangled therein and overcome by the pollutions of the world or sin, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Read 2 Peter 2 and verse 20. The false theory of perseverance of the saints makes God a respecter of persons. Romans 2 and verse 11. It will not let the elect choose to be lost, and it will not let the reprobate choose to be saved. In closing, the difference between truth and false doctrine really does matter. We must choose Christ over Calvinism or any other false teaching. Christ denied Calvinism in the Great Commission to the apostles. He said unto them, Go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16, verses 15 and 16. The Lord invites those with a spiritual need to come without delay while together we stand and sing.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the Nothing can for sin atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not a good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow.